There is a dirty little secret that most men never learn, at least not until it's too late. This is something that they don't teach us in the Disney movies, you know? They don't mention how the princesses have this unique ability. But you will learn about it if you ever live with a woman for any length of time. And even if you just even know a woman, I think there's a good chance you may already understand that they have this ability. Women, and this works for them and against them. I'm not going to say it's just always a negative thing. It always works for them and against them. But they have the ability to remember selectively particular items that occurred in their lives. And they can categorize them and hold on to that information indefinitely. What I mean is, like, for example, if your little, like if your kid loses his favorite toy, well, your wife will probably know exactly where it is. But also, this works the other way. If you ever do anything that she doesn't approve of, or God forbid, you slight her in some significant way without realizing it, she will hold a grudge. Yes, women can hold a grudge like no other person on the planet. Men, we're not quite as into it as they are. For some reason, we don't do that. But women, they will not forget shit. They will hold that to their graves. They will not let you off the hook. They'll hold it for decades and decades and decades. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. A few years ago, I was working out with this very attractive young woman. I think she was in her upper 30s, almost 40. Still very pretty, you know, she was a young mom. Very happy-go-lucky kind of woman. You know, everything about her just seemed so sweet. I remember thinking what a lucky man her husband was, because she baked and she cooked and she was just so pleasant. And everything about her just seemed idyllic in so many different ways. And she was strong and healthy. I mean, we were doing squats and deadlifts. I mean, she was into it. She was hardcore. She was hardcore into lifting. Anyway, we're having a conversation one day because she had come in. She was a little rattled. She seemed a little upset. And I said, well, Jennifer, what's going on with you? What's happening? And she says, oh, I saw this woman, Missy. I'm like, oh, who the fuck is Missy? Oh, Missy, I knew her in high school. She stole my boyfriend in high school. I'm like, really? Like, have you seen her since then? No, but oh, I could just wring her neck. I just hate her so much. I'm like, wow, so you have been holding on to this for 20 plus years, this thought about this girl who stole your non-existent, non-important boyfriend from 20 years ago, and you happen to see her at the grocery store, and it elicits this level of intense anger. It's like, wow, I've never had anything like that. Like, I've never had a falling out with a man, or even a woman for that matter, that I've held an anger, a grudge, in my heart for more than a few months, you know, at worst. You know, as soon as something like that happens, it's like, I got to get over that. I got to move on. I got to let that go. I can't carry that shit around with me. But yeah, she had carried that around with her for 20 years. Now, this was not a shock to me, quite honestly, because I had been married for 20 plus years by that time. And I'd seen this behavior in my own wife. Her grudge was so deep and so strong, it was probably the reason for our divorce. And I've mentioned this in the past, but I remember shortly after my oldest daughter was born, she was less than a year, maybe a few months old, actually, just a few months old. And I don't know what had happened. I was working full time. My wife was staying at home. She was a stay-at-home mom. I'm paying all the bills. I'm taking care of everything. I'm taking the kids on the weekend. I'm giving her breaks. She's leaving to go. She had a weekend job that she would do on occasion, you know, once a month. And I would cover the kids on the weekends, just in general. Anyway, I didn't wake up one night. I was told that I had nighttime duty during the middle of the week, on a work day. I had nighttime duty to wake up with the baby. So I put the baby in the bassinet and laid her right next to my side of the bed so that if she cried, I'd hear it and I'd wake up. Well, guess what happened? She cried and I slept right through it. Now, part of me thinks she would have been just fine. She wasn't dying. She was just crying. She just woke up and there was nobody there. She was crying. Anyway, my wife got up. Oh, she was livid. And I swear to God, that was the moment that all hope was lost in our relationship. That was the moment where the grudge began. And from that point, anything that I did that was not in keeping with what she needed, wanted, desired, whatever, was layered on top of that grudge. It went down into that same drawer that she holds in her heart. And she just packed it down in there, folded nice and neat, so that whenever she needed it, she could pull it out and it would be ready. And that's what women do. They save that shit forever. Living with dogs my whole life, I've observed their behaviors when dealing with conflict. And it is amazing the way dogs handle conflict. They can be quite ferocious in a moment, you know, they can bare their teeth and growl and bark and all that stuff and act like they're gonna kill somebody. And rarely does anything come of it. But shortly after, let's say there's an incident on the trail, you know, and the dogs, you know, get all riled up about some other dog that's barking or growling at them. 5 seconds after the encounter, we're walking away and they all will shake. They shake it off. They just literally shake it off and they're fine. Like, okay, let's move on. And they're all happy. No one's carrying around any excess energy. No one's walking around with this, like, well, that dog was an asshole. I can't believe he growled at me like that. You know, next time I see that dog, I'm gonna rip his head off. None of that, none of that. They're just back to normal, happy-go-lucky dogs. Human beings struggle with this. At least female human beings do. I think the reason why men don't hold a grudge, quite honestly, is it takes a lot of work, you know? And we're just too fucking lazy. I think that's really the bottom line, is we are just too lazy to bother holding a grudge. Because you gotta keep that shit in your head, you gotta think about it. Like, we don't have that drawer in our heart where we can just tuck shit away and save it for some later date, you know? Women have that drawer. We don't. We have to maintain some kind of awareness of that grudge or that anger or whatever it is all the time, just in case we run into the guy so we can kill him, you know? That's the other thing. If we held a grudge, it probably means there's gonna be some kind of a violent act associated with it. And the stakes are way too high, you know? With men, like, if we're angry, like, we know what we're capable of. We know that we are physically capable of killing another human being. On some level, we know it. We know that monster exists within us. And so we have to measure our anger very, very carefully. Because if we don't, really bad things will happen. So holding a grudge just puts us in an angry state of mind for an indefinite period of time. That's not a good way to be. That's not good at all. You know, because now some poor sap who happens to be at the wrong place at the wrong time while you're, you know, going over your grudge in your head and you're getting yourself all fired up and your blood pressure's up and your veins are popping out. Now the person you have a grudge with is nowhere near you. You're just in that zone. You're just thinking about how much you hate this guy. And some poor guy does something stupid. He cuts you off in traffic. You know, he gets his shopping cart in the way. I don't know, his dog growls at you. And next thing you know, you're on top of this guy beating the snot out of him. And he's thinking, what the hell did I do? What the hell did I do? And the truth is, he did nothing. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. So men don't hold grudges because it doesn't serve us. And I think that's what women don't understand. Women have the luxury of holding grudges because the worst thing that they're gonna do is they're gonna give her a piece of her mind. You know, I'm gonna tell her what I think. I'm gonna call her a bad name. I'm gonna yell at her, you know? Or they'll do something subversive, you know? They'll talk behind her back. They'll spread bad news about her. They'll do something that is passive aggressive. That's their thing, passive aggressive. Men, we're just aggressive. We don't deal with that passive shit. We just get right in your face right away. But women, no, that passive aggressiveness gives them the authority or the ability to hold that grudge deep, deep inside them until it comes out. And if you're a man considering getting into a relationship with a woman, this is a characteristic that you have to be really, really aware of, because you won't know that you've done something wrong until she reveals it at some later date. And that's where this all becomes problematic. My ex-sister-in-law was famous for her grudges. She could hold grudges forever. She would never, ever, ever let them go. I'm pretty sure she had something against me. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but I'm sure there was something. But she did hold a grudge against my ex-wife. Now, my ex-sister-in-law, she died a few years ago. I think it was liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, something along those lines. It was something liver-related. But She held that grudge all the way until her deathbed, and she did not let it go. Despite the fact that my ex wanted to visit her in the hospital, she would not have it because she was holding a grudge. She was thinking that my ex-wife had done something that undermined her a decade or so ago when the kids were all together for a summer, you know, that something had happened. And I don't even know the details of the whole thing. And it really isn't important because it was a stupid thing. It was just one of those dumb things. Like there was no one lost a life or a limb. You know, there was no financial loss. It was just somebody perceived that someone else offended them. And because of that perception of that offense, without ever having a single conversation about it, the grudge was created. The anger had planted its seed and it just grew and grew and grew and grew until it was all encompassing. And I swear that the cancer in this woman came from her ability to hold grudges. I think that's what caused her life to end early, because she walked around holding all this shit inside of her all the time. The irony is, when I met her originally, I thought she was an attractive woman. She seemed really upbeat. She seemed very nice. And on the surface, there was no way to tell that she had the capacity to hold this kind of anger inside her, you know? But as she got older, and she seemed to age at an accelerated rate, I mean, she just, like, her attractiveness faded very quickly. And her, there was like this ugliness that started to manifest itself in her. And it was really unusual how quickly it happened. And I'm certain that that had something to do with her holding on to all this anger, you know, and just holding that grudge. I was talking to a guy earlier today. He's being bugged by his girlfriend to get married. And of course, I advised him strongly against it for really good reasons. But this woman, the way he described her, she was always picking at him, always needling him, he said. He was pushing him to do what she wanted. And he would resist. And of course, you know the way women are. They'll just keep on coming at you. They don't stop. Like, saying no once is not enough. Like, you could say no 20 times, and they still think that that's an opening for them to keep coming. And they just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. It's like they're trying to break down the dam with a little rock, you know, like a little tiny BB. And the more they hit it with that BB, eventually the dam is going to crack and the flood's going to come. That's what they're hoping for. Fortunately, this guy had not cracked yet. You know, he was close. I think that's why he called me, because he was close. But as he described this woman and how she was constantly needling him and constantly pecking at him for one thing or another and having these expectations of him that he was not meeting, I thought to myself, there's a grudge in there. There's a grudge coming. Like, if he committed to a marriage with that woman, oh my God, he would be facing a lifetime of trying to apologize for whatever perceived offense he had created or he had caused. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. You don't even know what you've done wrong half the time. You're just not getting any, you know? She's just not talking to you. The affection has stopped. You just know there's something wrong. There's something, there's a way that she looks at you. You know, the expression on her face is not that lovey-dovey expression that you remember when you were dating. No, that lovey-dovey face is gone. Now you've got this sour face. You know, her lips are pursed. Suddenly her lips seem to disappear into her face. It's like, where the fuck did they go? Where are your lips? Why are they disappearing? Well, it's because she's so angry and she's burning up so deeply inside. And she's just processing that, processing that, processing that, saving it. No, not yet. Don't bring it out yet. We're going to save this one. We're going to save it until it's ripe, you know? And then when it is, we're going to rip it out, like in 5 years or 10 years. And we're going to throw it out in the middle of the room like a giant grenade. And we're going to watch it explode. Well, you as the man have no recollection of any of this shit. You have no idea what happened, when it happened, why it happened. This event is a non-event in your mind. It did not happen. But she remembers every single detail. She remembers what day of the week it was. She remembers what shirt you were wearing. She remembers the smell of the food in the house on that day. What TV show you were watching when it happened. Like, she has such details. You're like, how on earth do you remember that? I can only liken it to the way I jumped out of an airplane once and everything goes into slow motion. You know, when your adrenaline is pumping at max load, you're just pumped full of adrenaline because the fear and the excitement of what's happening around you is so powerful. The emotions are just at a peak. Everything just goes into slow motion and every detail of the world becomes extremely detailed. It's like ultra, ultra high definition. That's what it's like for her. She's in ultra high definition when that rage happens. She just swallows it. She takes that high definition image in the entire scene and swallows it down, tucks it away into that little drawer, and just waits. She bides her time until one day you're gonna be sitting on the couch watching a football game, relaxing, nothing going wrong in your life. You're just thinking, this is gonna be a great day. I got nothing to do today. And out of nowhere, that grenade, she pulls it up out of her chest, is completely ripe now. She just lobs it right in the middle of the room. Bam! It's got smell, texture, flash, pain. It's got every kind of weaponization that you would want. And it destroys you and your relationship with your wife in an instant. Now, this might be the moment where she's gonna tell you she wants a divorce, but probably not. This is where she's just telling you it's coming. It's coming. Because she's got lots more grenades tucked away in that drawer. They're all just ripening up, and eventually they're gonna pop off. And when they do, you're gonna know it. You're gonna know when they're ready. I'm giving you this information because modern society will not tell you this. This is contrary to the feminist world that we live in today. In the culture that we currently have, men are generally considered the lesser gender, if you will. We are considered less evolved, like we're still Neanderthal on some level, like our foreheads are too low or something. And women are considered the more evolved, you know, the closer to God group of people. And that their spiritual connection with the universe and everything else makes them special and kind and loving and sweet. And there is some truth to some of that. Like, there's a vagueness to it. Like, if you squint just right, you can kind of see it. But when you open your eyes fully and you look at the details of what we're really talking about here, well, women are just as bad as men and worse in many ways. Now, we don't hold grudges as men, but we have our faults. I'm not gonna say that we're perfect, not by a long shot. I mean, we're much more likely to kill somebody. We're much more likely to be, you know, serial killers or axe murderers or whatever. But women, no, they're much more likely to hold a grudge. Now, if you can hold down that desire to go out and hack somebody's head off as a man, you're doing pretty well. You know, you're hanging in there, you know? You've kind of muted most of your negative tendencies just with that one thing. I'm not gonna kill anybody, okay? If you've made that decision, you have sort of defanged most of the negativity around male behavior. But with women, because their behavior is seen as being so much less aggressive, people allow them to sort of get away with it, even though their grudge holding can be more destructive and more painful to the people around you and you to you than, well, I shouldn't say than cutting someone's head off, but you know what I mean. It's got, like, you cut one guy's head off, it's just one guy, you know? But that grenade she pulls out of her chest and throws at you, you know, years after the fact, once all that grudge is fully ripened, well, that not only destroys you, but it destroys your whole family. Hell, it may even extend to your extended family, you know? This is a grudge that she's going to use as a weapon that is indiscriminate. It doesn't have a limitation. It just keeps going and going and going. Debu, come back. Debu, come back. Dumb dog. Once he gets over there, he doesn't know how to get back. There you go. What a smart dog you are. What a good dog. As I was talking to my guy today, and he was talking about potentially living with her rather than marrying her, I said, well, imagine this. All that needling and all that pain that she has caused you, and you guys are just dating right now. Like, she's already been in your face a lot. Imagine what that's going to be like when you guys are living under the same house. And not only that, but she wanted him to move into her house. Yeah. Now you're on her playing field, and you're going to have all of her stuff there. So you better believe there's going to be lots and lots of opportunities for you to cause offense. You know, you might sit on the wrong chair. You might use the wrong glass. You might say something wrong about one of the pictures on the wall. Who knows? There's any number of things that you could do. I mean, it's just a nightmare. The number of potential grudge-holding events that could happen by you moving into her house. Oh yeah, it's just unreal. It's just unreal. Anyway, I was able to talk him out of it. And I'm hoping, if you're a single guy who has a girlfriend that's needling him about moving in together or getting married, that this video will find you. The only way that you should consider getting married, and this is the same advice I gave him, is if you're with a woman that you would call without reservation, without even thinking about it, your absolute best friend in the world. And not because she's your only friend, like that doesn't count. Like if she's the only person in the world that you know, that doesn't count. Like you've got to have some reference points. You got to have some reference points out there. But she's your best friend and you would trust her with all of your money. All of your money. Like you could give her your bank accounts, your credit cards, you could give her every bit of money that you have and you would trust her implicitly, 100%, no matter what. You would completely trust her under all circumstances, that she would have your back, that she would take care of your money, that she has the same goals that you have, that she understands where you're coming from, she respects you, she understands what your vision for your life is, and she is on board. She wants to be with that. She wants to do those things too. You guys are in pure harmony in your life. Only under those circumstances do you even stand a breath of a chance of having a successful relationship. If a woman is already causing you a lot of pain and anguish, and you're not even married to her, you're just sleeping with her, dude, stop, get out, now. I mean, there's no point in continuing this. There's no point. Especially if she's pushing you to get married, no freaking way, man. That is like, pull the ripcord, it's time to go. Because this is only gonna get worse. And if you somehow get weak on one moment, like you're post-nut, you know, you're laying there in the afterglow, in the pink mist, and you're weak in that moment, you know? It's like, oh, I just love you, baby. No, you don't love her, you just love to have sex with her. That's all it is, you just love the way it feels when she's on top of you. That's what you love. You don't love her, don't fool yourself. But it's in that pink mist moment when she's gonna come at you because you're weak and she knows it. And she's gonna say, honey, why don't you just move in with me? And you're like, you know, I could do this every day, yeah. Next thing you know, yeah, there you are. You got one drawer. Oh, your shit's got to fit in there. Yeah, 2 years later, you're thinking, what was I thinking? Why didn't somebody stop me? Here it is. This is it. I'm telling you, don't do it. I'm stopping you. Stop. Consider me your best friend. I'm telling you, don't do it. It's not going to work out. It's going to be a bad job. You're going to hate it. You're going to hate everything about it because it's going to be more work than you ever can imagine, and it's gonna cause you more pain and anguish than any other thing that you've ever attempted. And the likelihood that she's gonna start saving away those grudges right from day one, I guarantee it, because in the beginning she won't wanna say anything, she'll try to hold back, she's not gonna wanna tell you how pissed off she is at you in the early days, so she just saves that shit. She saves it for later, you know, and that's gonna come up, definitely is. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know someone who's about to make a really bad decision, please share this video with them. Hopefully, it'll save their lives. Until then, remember, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.